It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Out on my lunch break.
Always drink your Ovaltine.
I can't put my arm down.
Put them down when you get to school.
If you don't give that back, you're not going to get any presents for Christmas.
Now, back to the best part of your life. The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Is this our final break-in of the day?
It is.
I think it is.
All right, it's the hot producer team here in studio. The dads are gone doing their break-ins, and I believe this is our very last one. Maitland, you said we got to check in on the text line real quick?
Yes, we have a stat check-in. 9'4", 500 pounds of lean muscle. I eat weights for a living, and I'm bohemian hollering.
Wow.
We love it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's bring Greg on.
Greg. Greg, are you there?
That felt weird.
I did not care for that at all, Free Beer.
For the record, I don't mind at all. It just felt weird.
It does feel weird. It's just that that's your name up on the call screen, and I just pulled an Anchorman, and I had to read what was on the prompter.
Hey, from one burgundy to another, I respect it. Do you guys get so nervous before your break-in?
Yeah.
Every time.
Every year.
How you holding up?
I'm nervous as hell. This is a big one, man. I just need to say a couple things right off the bat. Our nominator, I don't know if I've ever met anyone like her. She is, she's a teacher, and you guys know, and I think we all feel the same way about teachers. I don't know how they give their heart to every student. I've seen it with my kids, with our kids. So many times when you go, I'm like, I don't know how you can invest this much in our kid and still have 30 more, or in teachers that are older where they have lots of kids coming through. But this is why we have such love and respect for teachers. And furthermore, my wife kicked so much ass on this holiday break-in.
Yeah, she
I think we all know who the engine was in this and who the spare tire is, both in stomach size and in necessity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
No. To set the scene, there are five vehicles, an Expedition, a Chevy Traverse, and three pickups, plus our friends from Talsma Furniture here in a box truck, and 11 people set to make some magic happen. We've been waiting for the family to get out of the house, and our nominator is here, and action is starting. I am hiding in a bathroom and reading so I don't look like a baby crying in front of the real men in my life.
Okay. Now, this was a big deal for your wife's family, because you told us the other day that was it her brother that said, "Ah, I can help out with the break-in. I'll spray the deer guts out of the bed of my truck."
He did. It was a joke, but there were no deer guts when we loaded him yesterday. So
that's good.
Did a great job. Yes, we've got some hunters in the family. And by the way, I can't tell you how grateful I am to have a family that wants to get involved and is excited to take part. So I have a lengthy letter. I should have started it 2 minutes ago. Here we go.
All right.
And just to set the table, this is a family who, they don't have that lightning shot out of the blue that made it so they could barely get by. They've never been doing anything more than barely surviving. And you can tell from the letter.
Okay.
Cindy, our nominator, writes, "Hello, Free Beer and Hot Wings. I think that's what you go by in real life. I'm not a big listener. I like quiet when I drive, but my husband is, and he said, that's what you're really called. I'm a teacher." And she shares some other details that I'm going to skip. "I have a student who was absent a lot last year, and this year I have her in class again, and I started asking questions, and I've learned a lot. Turns out she's from a family of 9, 7 kids. The oldest is 14, the youngest is 6 months. I found out that there are 6 kids sleeping in one bunk bed, 4 on the full bed, and 2 on the twin on top. I also found out that the 8th grader basically has just almost no clothing. My husband and I had just taken down a bunk bed in our home and that we needed to get rid of, so I contacted the mom and asked if they would like it, and she said yes. I arranged for a time for my husband and I to come set it up, assuming that 9 people in a small house, there'd be lots of stuff. I asked them, hey, could you make sure the room is set up and so we can get the bed in? When I entered the house, we were shocked to see only a dining room table too small for their family, 1 sofa in the living room, and a bunk bed in the bedroom, and literally nothing else. No clothes, no toys, no books. And the only lights in the home were the ceiling lights in the kitchen and one in the hallway. Mom and 2 of the kids held our cell phone flashlights so my husband and I could set up the bed. I've traveled a lot in my life, and I've never seen poverty like this in the United States. The kids were perfect, well-behaved, and excited for an extra bed. They were asking me, where did you get it? And I told them they were actually helping us taking the bunk bed because we needed to get rid of it. I then said, hey, have you heard of Facebook? There's this group called Buy Nothing, and I can get you lots of things for free. You want pillows? I can get you pillows. You want a TV? Might be able to get you a TV. I said, who wants a pillow? I had noticed they were using rolled up blankets for pillows. Oh, six God. Little hands shot up. And one of the girls said, our mom and dad need pillows too. Eight pillows coming up. The youngest is an infant, doesn't need a pillow. Who wants a TV? We do. Then I said to the mom, you need some light in here. Can I bring you four floor lamps? Maybe one for the kids' room, two for the living room. Again, this is the nominator. Jeez. This is way before she's nominated them. The next day, my Buy Nothing Facebook group came through. 2 days later, I delivered clothes, four floor lamps, eight brand new pillows. The kids were floored. What else do you want? I said, dream big. One girl mustered all of her courage and said, a trampoline? She's a sixth grader. I later learned has cognitive impairment from an accident. Another girl said, I need a hairbrush. I would love hair ties. And then one girl raised her hand politely and said, can I have a pair of Crocs and charms? I've been collecting items, but they need more than we can do. Dad works long hours roofing. He leaves often at 4 a.m. and comes home after dark. He drives the family's only vehicle, which isn't large enough for all of them. They have a car seat for the six-month-old baby. I was able to get donated car seats for the 1 and 2-year-olds, plus a booster seat for them when they grow. But the kids don't get to get out of the house except for school. When Dad's home, he takes Mom to buy groceries and leaves the older girls at home to take care of little ones. I've collected some new games and toys, and I showed them to the mom and said, would you like me to keep these and wrap them to put under your Christmas tree? And as the words came out of my mouth, I realized there was no way they were going to have a tree. So we got them a Christmas tree. Like I said, my husband listens to you guys, and he told me about your holiday break-ins. He said he thought I should nominate the family, and then he demanded it. Oh, so here I am. Couple more details. Mom stays home with the three youngest while the four older's at school. Dad works from dusk till dawn to provide for the family as best they can. This is a big ask, but since the family is big, they have virtually nothing. My husband kept telling me, dream big, they can do it. Well, I appreciate his confidence, but this is big. I'd love to see their house get decorated for Christmas. I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna run through the rest of it real quick. Mom, she put a jar in the kitchen and said, this is from Santa. Anyone can put anything in there, your wildest dreams. And if Santa sees it, he might be able to help. Their wildest dreams were a mop and bucket for Mom, makeup, hair clips, a ball. The big ask was kinetic sand and some Sonic toys. That's it. They weren't asking for much, just something. I'd love to see them have an amazing Christmas.
Yeah. When they see what is inside of those five cars that you have pulling up and ready to unload, those kids, that family, their life is going to change.
Cindy wrapped it up. I dream that they know they're loved and respected and seen. I dream of cookie sheets and a KitchenAid for the two oldest girls so I can teach them how to bake cookies and they can sell them to make some extra cash for their family. They would be grateful for literally anything. They're a loving family who gets by on love through hardship, hard work, and kindness. I'd love to see them have an amazing Christmas and know that people care about them. Thanks for doing what you do, whether you choose this family or others. I'm sure they all need it. Best wishes, Cindy. Well, I tell you, that nominator is something. She's like, it's like Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch Came Alive and is teaching kids, because she has the spirit of Christmas beyond anyone I've ever met in my life, tirelessly working. In fact, there's a second family she told us about that we also are on the side doing some break-in stuff. And she has basically done a break-in through sheer grit, will, determination, and Christmas spirit. So I salute Cindy. And I salute all of our sponsors and all of you who bought, so many of you who bought things off of our wish list, bought things for this family. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there are five vehicles, about 350 things, and it's presents. It's a big giant TV. It's little things you wouldn't think of, like towels and bins to store the clothes they're going to have, $1,500 in gift cards to Family Fair grocery stores so that they can get their own food and be safe and food secure, something that's very important to all of us on the show with our friends at Kids Food Basket and everything else. Mm-hmm. This is going to change their life.
And the trampoline.
Trampoline too, man. Don't forget about the trampoline.
In the back of my car. It's going to be so good. You know, the whole thing we always say, to be a fly on the wall and see it, but just knowing it's going to happen is enough. So thank you to all of our sponsors. I know you guys will thank them in the One More Thing segment. And then again, at the local, I've used up too much time.
It's okay.
This is amazing.
It's okay.
I'm going to go cry and hug men and my family who shoot deer.
Well done, man. You picked a great family to go with. Well done to your wife, too, even though she'll probably return that with an insult to me in some kind of way.
Oh, yes. She just sent me a text. Tell Stevie stupid.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Well, hey, thanks to the
she
AC
did,
Hotels Grand Rapids for accepting all of our packages.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Free beer messed it up.
Totally my fault.
We'll be better next
even
year.
Even my dog. By the way, even my dog food went there yesterday.
That's amazing.
All right.
So stupid. Bye, guys.
We are
right,
way up against it.
All right. Holiday break-ins, big thank yous. That's all coming up next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.